The injunction is the latest move by the Wild Fish Conservancy, which filed notice back in January that it intended to sue the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, over the agency's failure to allow enough king salmon to return to area waters to feed southern resident killer whales. The conservancy filed the full suit in March. Kurt Beardsley is the founder and director of the Duval, Washington-based organization. He says that the injunction doesn't mean Alaska trawlers are solely to blame for the decline of the killer whales, whose numbers are now down to 72 individuals. Rather, it's an effort to force NOAA fisheries to comply with the terms of the Endangered Species Act. That's why the Wild Fish Conservancy didn't appeal to the Alaska Board of Fisheries or the Pacific Salmon Commission, the organizations with direct control over salmon management.
We just went right to our federal government that both states, lean on. And so I felt that was the appropriate way to go. The data was there. NOAA had already made their decision. NOAA already said that overharvest was occurring.
That data is NOAA's 2019 Southeast Alaska Biological Opinion. The injunction argues that the document is inherently unlawful because it relies on uncertain mitigation to offset certain and immediate harm from the fisheries to southern killer whales. The injunction would block the commercial king salmon season, scheduled to begin on July 1st, until the lawsuit is resolved. The Wild Fish Conservancy claims that 97% of the king salmon harvested by Alaska trawlers in the summer opener come from elsewhere, a figure the state says is more like 30-80%, depending on the year. There are almost 1,600 troll permit holders who live in southeast Alaska. Amy Daugherty, director of the Alaska Trollers Association, says trollers aren't a party to this suit, not yet, anyway.
But we're not actually just waiting. We are very, very seriously considering being an intervener ourselves, hoping that other industry members support us.
Daugherty says her members are generally in shock, first over the lawsuit and now the injunction. The fleet has taken major reductions in its harvests in recent years, primarily out of concern for the health of salmon stocks. At times, it has looked as if king salmon trawlers were the endangered species.
We want to fish. Our fishery is the backbone of Southeast Alaska economically. We are 85% resident. We are small businesses, small family businesses. We have our challenges, which is the markets in this day and age, but we have to be able to fish even under the reduced allowances of the last treaty agreement.
That's the Pacific Salmon Treaty, where the U.S. and Canada every 10 years hash out an agreement on the overall king salmon harvest. In 2018, treaty negotiations were at the front and center of trawlers' concerns. Now, the global pandemic has bottomed out markets. Kurt Beardsley with the Wild Fish Conservancy says the southern resident killer whales can't wait for a solution.
Actually, if there was ever a time to do it, this may be the time to do it also for fishermen. I know many of the processing plants are reducing their productivity. Some aren't even working because of COVID. We have to change the cycle, and I think probably this year is as good as any, if not better.
The ATA's Daugherty wants the state to come to the defense of her membership, and she's been encouraged by the conversations she's had so far. In an email to KCAW, Commissioner of Fish and Game Doug Vincent Lang says that the department is, quote, exploring our options to intervene in the case, close quote. Daugherty just hopes it's not too late. She thinks there is far more at stake than the summer king salmon season.
This legal matter is broader than just trolling. I believe that all salmon fishermen and anybody who bycatches salmon is at risk, including sport fishermen. They need to kind of realize that this is a pretty broad net in the lawsuit itself.
A spokesman for NOAA Fisheries declined KCAW's request for an interview, saying the agency does not comment on ongoing litigation. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.